Bring your game face. Leave your bags at home. For more information on the new NFL bag policy, check out this link below.
During his Sunday afternoon press conference at Reliance Stadium, head coach Gary Kubiak provided a wealth of updates about the health situation as well as some position battles.
Hopkins is doing better today, and we will start the protocol tomorrow, John. But he is doing better. Oren Johnson had an abdominal contusion. He's going to be day-to-day. Shiloh Keel had a quad. I think it was reported last night. Somebody said it was a calf. It was a quad. He's got a quad contusion. He'll be day-to-day. Mike Muhammad's got a slight hamstring. He'll be day-to-day. Eddie Pleasant has a knee sprain. Could be a few days on Eddie before we got more information for you, but we don't think it's going to be long. And I think that's about it. And then the biggest thing tomorrow, coming back on the field tomorrow, the two guys that we expect back on the field tomorrow when we go to work are Posey and Williams at this point. So that's where we're at right now.
What about Arian?
Not tomorrow. I got to make a decision what I'm going to do Tuesday, John. But as of right now, we met with the doctors that have been treating Arian's back yesterday, right before the game, or a couple hours before the game, and it's determined that they want to give it a few more days, or you know, whatever that period of time is before they put him back out there, that he's still experiencing some soreness. So the decision was made yesterday that he will not return tomorrow.
What is the matter with his back other than soreness? Lower back?
Yeah,
upper
just
back?
He just had some lower back soreness that's bothering him in his legs a little bit. And he's had some injections to try to alleviate some of the soreness and stuff. And the way I understand it right now, we're trying to get through the injection process, but it's causing some discomfort, and it's something that's going to take some time for him to get through.
Is Merciless coming back?
We were hoping, but I just talked to Cap walking in the door, and I know he will not be out there tomorrow. If we work toward Wednesday, we'll see.
What's the situation with T.J. Yates and Case Keenum? Where's that competition?
Exactly where it was when I left here last night, a few hours ago. Like I said last night, they both are making it real hard on me, and that's good for the team, but they both are doing their job, and they're doing it very well. Both of them played very good last night. I thought Matt played very good. Our quarterbacks have played very good throughout the course of the preseason. There's still a lot of football to play. Matt's going to play the majority of this one. I'll decide what I'm going to do after that, after Matt, you know, later in the week. And then obviously we got a 4-day turnaround or a 3.5-day turnaround, something like that, to go to Dallas where those two guys are going to play, you know, possibly the whole football game. So, you know, we got a couple weeks yet, but we got a nice problem right now. We got three guys playing pretty good.
And how about the free agent running backs? What's the situation on that? How'd you evaluate those last night?
Well, I don't think anybody has separated themselves. I think I said last night that there's something about DG that's very trusting. He's played a little bit of football in the NFL. He does everything right. He's helping Joe on special teams. I think, if anything, he's a little ahead of the guys, probably from just experience. Johnson has shown some signs, has practiced extremely well. It hasn't transferred to the field the way I'd like it to, but there have been some good things. He's excellent in his pass protection last night. Not much happened in the run game, and then he turns the ball over, you know, which obviously you can't do. So, but we're going to continue to give him some opportunities because it's been an excellent camp. Wood's got a lot of talent. He's inconsistent in what he's doing. He's got to play better for Joel on special teams. Those guys got to sort it out for us, Matt, you know, and they're going to get a great deal of time here over the next 2 weeks.
What about Terrell McClain? Nobody's talking about him until the game.
If you look at last night, John, on defense, some things that really stood out to me, Antonio Smith's had a wonderful camp, and it just went back on the field last night, did the same thing. Cush looked very good. But when you talk about some of the guys battling for spots, Terrell McClain for the second week in a row has been a very, very bright spot. Not just playing in and nose, but showing us having some pass rush ability and what he's doing. So he's been a big, you know, it's your job to go make the football team. And boy, is he doing his job right now. He's doing a heck of a job.